Hi, and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. And today is New Year's Eve, if you're listening to this live. And so I'd like to wish all of our listeners a very happy New Year. And as usual, you will learn some very lovely things that you might want to do even yet today. So our guest today is Barbara Bijou, and she is a national TV personality. She has been a life coach. She was a couple of years on a Hallmark show giving advice on ritual. She has been on the Fox Network as a life coach, and she is the author of The Joy of Ritual and The Joy of Family Rituals. She is a leading expert in integrative wellness, global rituals, and work-life harmony. Barbara lectures throughout the world and enjoys being enriched by many different cultures. Barbara, welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. I'm so glad to have you on board.
Oh, I'm delighted. What a great way to start and end a new year.
I agree. I so agree. Now, on our part, our business at Transformational Enterprises, where I work, we are in the business of helping individuals with and groups with providing insightful information from their own guides through the Akashic Records, and I also have many tools for transformation, including essential oil blends and a product line of aromandalas that help people clear emotional wounds, which are part of the ascension work that we teach here. But for our guest today and our listeners, I'd like to focus on the joy of ritual, and also I want to emphasize in New York City, there is an event, 2011, An Extraordinary Journey. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Barbara?
Well, every year I do it in New York, the weekend of January 14th, 15th, 16th, and in L.A. out in California, 28th, 29th, and 30th. What I do is similar to you in a sense. I really help people look at their last year, 2010. We do a lot of healing work, a lot of releasing work. I do a fire ritual to let go of the old energy. And then we bring in a lot of new energy and literally connect people to their higher guidance. And from that place, after being with us for a day and a half, then people start to create vision collages. But only from that place. There's a big difference between, as you know, doing it with true guidance from your higher self and just doing it from your lower mind. So it becomes much more magnetic and powerful.
I agree. And I have found in my own work that when people have been through this transformational work, like you've described, where they're taking time to revisit the old issues, the old wounds, the old dysfunction, whatever it is, and give themselves permission to have had that experience and to move through it in a very proactive way, then the slate is clear for them to be really available for their true work.
Absolutely. We're totally on the same page here. And, you know, it's like you have to broaden your horizon of what you believe is possible to change your reality. And you can't do that unless you take the time to do the rituals around letting go and really contemplation, and then move into the new rituals of bringing in new energy.
I kind of liken it to keeping your clothes closet clean. Anything I haven't worn for a year goes out the door, even if I absolutely love it, because it doesn't serve me to have it sitting there doing nothing.
Uh-huh. I say I'm going to do that every year, and I must say I don't do it, but maybe this year I will. Thank you. You're inspiring me.
Well,
you know, I was thinking, Sophia Loren had a great quote, and she said, mistakes are part of the dues one pays for a full life. So unless we could acknowledge the fact that, you know, you stumble on the way when you're trying to figure it out, rather than beat yourself up about it, then it becomes something really positive and useful.
And as a very good astrologer friend said to me, mistakes are the universe's way of teaching us. And
I like
that.
It
isn't really the mistake. It's an opportunity to learn.
Yes, absolutely.
So you've written a couple of books on ritual, and I'm very interested in this work. Where do rituals come from?
Rituals really came from the fact that our ancestors had a very direct connection to the earth. You know, if food wasn't around, they starved. So what they started to do was in their co-creation process with nature, with spirit, you know, before these organized religions, they created all these rituals around the equinoxes, the solstices, the phases of the moon, to really honor and acknowledge the earth and the fact that we were co-creating a life here with it. And a lot of that started there, as well as one of the earliest rituals is storytelling. You know, they'd sit around a fire at night and tell stories, and that became a way of passing on the information and the wisdom and the sharing and the healing. So this goes way, way back.
And how did you first decide that that was something you were interested in? Where did you, what was your hook into this?
Well, my early hook was that I was just adamant about traveling when I was young. So I traveled a lot of places. I was very lucky, and I was really struck by the rituals that people did that for me were like a map to them. It showed them how to live their life in a way that was supportive and they didn't have to do it by themselves. And then because of my own upbringing, where I didn't have those strong rituals that made sense to me, I did much more research. And really, the kind of turning point was I lost my sister when I was in my 20s, when I was pregnant. And it was such a tragedy for me that it just took me into another level of searching. And maybe 10 years after this happened, I really discovered that I had a lot of unresolved grief that was stuck in my body, and created healing rituals for myself because I was in a retreat where I was in silence. So I couldn't ask anyone else's help. And when I did that, I found out that it changed something dramatically in me. And it also gave me access to other cultures that I didn't even know I had access to. For example, I wound up digging a hole in front of a tree and just crying and giving my grief to the earth. And later on, days later, I discovered it's a Native American ritual, that it's a grief ritual. You give your grief to the earth and then bury it up. So I was accessing a lot of other cultures just because I was in that stream of connection. And that, to me, the lights all went on, and I got really excited about ritual from that point on.
So for our listeners, those of you who have never had ritual in your family and don't have traditions, it's never too late to begin one. And certainly if you haven't had rituals, you actually are better off than some of us who have, because there is no bias one way or the other to say that this is a good ritual or this won't work or that seems silly. I know I was speaking with my logistics manager in our company this morning before this show, and she was telling me how she and her daughter had done a very specific kind of food cooking, Japanese way, with water over a wok-type burner, and it's very leisurely. And she said, I bought a good cut of meat, and we just, you know, took our time, and that was our Christmas Eve ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this was something that she just made up, you know.
Yeah. I agree with you. People don't realize how simple it is to create rituals. Yes, if you want to do very complicated ones, and as you know, sometimes you need someone else to hold the energy for you if it's a really traumatic or if it's a real life-changing passage. But in general, you know, I've had five-year-old kids make up great rituals with their family, and all the research shows that children especially remember the daily rituals they had growing up, like the bedtime story or the Sunday dinner. That's what they remember. They don't remember the presents. They don't remember all the hoopla. They remember those very basic things that made them feel safe.
So tell me, how do you recommend people use rituals in their daily life? We don't, you know, as the year end is upon us, what you know, let's say you are home with your kids this night.
Well, if you're home tonight, one of the most important things to do is to take the time to really go over the year and see what the highlights were for you, what were the learnings. And then one of the things I like to do is write a letter about the highlights of the year, put it in an envelope and put it away and don't read it till the following year. So every December 31st, I read my letter from last year, and it gives me a different perspective. The other part is to really do something to symbolically let go of what's not working. So you can, depending, you know, how old the kids are, you can write stuff down and burn it in a fireplace. You can, you know, dissolve something in water. You can bury it in the earth. So symbolically, you're letting go and then opening up to the new energy. And one of my favorite rituals to do on New Year's. Right,
okay, so we'll pause that thought.
Okay.
And we'll take a break and remind you, as our listeners, that you can go to to our website, MaureenSaintGermain.com, and find information on Barbara, or you can reach her at Barbara@joyofritual.com. And remember, you can learn about many of these tools and tips by subscribing to our free once-a-month newsletter. Every month, you'll find a free meditation or and interview that you can download. We'd like you to know about our services and products, and the best way to do that is to sign up for our newsletter. We have wonderful, wonderful products for you to get for free and help you manifest your best outcome. We are going to take a short break. We'll be right back. This is Maureen St. Germain, and we have returning with us Barbara Bijou, who will tell us about her favorite New Year's Eve ritual.
In the last 30 years, over 1 million people have gone from busy and a bit overweight to busy enjoying life, having lost weight using MetaFast products. The Take Shape for Life program has taken that success of MetaFast meals even further with a free certified health coach and a realistic and simple plan. You're not fixing a problem. You're on a journey to optimal health. Learn more. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let The Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Hi, we're back. This is Maureen St. Germain. My guest today is Barbara Bijou, and she can be reached at www.joyofritual.com. She is speaking to us about ritual on this New Year's Eve. Even if you're listening to this show after New Year's Eve, if you haven't done a ritual for New Year's, don't be hesitant to jump in and do this. Barbara actually teaches a course in this in both New York and L.A. in the new year, and they are offered both in January. So even if you have not done your work in that arena and you're listening to the show mid-January, you might be able to get into one of her classes. So, Barbara, welcome back. What we promised you, if you were listening at the break, is that Barbara would give us her favorite ritual for New Year's Eve.
Okay, so my favorite ritual for New Year's Eve is right after midnight, even if you're staying home, you want to go outside and you take as many coins as possible, and if you have them from other cultures or countries, that's really good, and you set your intention for what you want for the year. So you may, not just for the actual prosperity and money, but for health and for love or whatever you want, and then you throw the coins into the house before you step in. You leave them there for a day, and then you give them away for charity. So I've had people who had big New Year's Eve parties, and 200 people would stomp outside in the cold at 12:02, take money, and all throw it back into the house. And it's also the same thing for your office, so that you're really imbuing it, and by giving away the money after a day, you're also affirming to the universe that you are already abundant.
That's fabulous. That's just fabulous. So let's talk about what, you know, sometimes people are clear that they want to change, but they don't know how to go there or what it would be looking like. And because of all the work you do in ritual, I'm sure you have a really good ideas for our listeners on outcomes for health, happiness, love, success. How do you define those things for people?
You know, the way I define it, and I would guess that you do similar things too, is have people really get in touch with their body and feel where their body constricts with what's going on in their life. Well, to me, when your body is very open and fluid, it's telling you you're more in alignment with spirit. Whereas if you feel, you think of something and you get constricted, then it's telling you there's really something up here that, you know, needs to really move. You want to also see a bigger vision for yourself than you've been holding, because most people think of themselves in a smaller box than they really are. So to do some journaling, I find journaling is a great ritual in the morning, to write things like, I feel, I need, I want, you know, connect to spirit, whatever that means to you, and then just write, 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 and start to get in touch with what wants to come through you so that you're co-creating with spirit.
Tell me, if someone were to sign up for this workshop that you have, either in New York or Los Angeles, called Vision 2011, what will they learn? What can they expect to gain from taking this course?
Well, what they're going to gain is a whole new level of vibration and healing. So as they let go of all these, you know, as I said, we do a fire ritual. I have a sound healer. Barry Goldstein comes with me and does a lot of sound healing. I have a breathwork expert that works with people's breath. When they leave there, they're going to really be ignited and connected to a newer vision. They may not have all the tiny details, but they certainly will have the essence of it, which will then bring to them new opportunities, new people, and a new idea, a new concept of what it is that, you know, this year is going to be about for them. Plus, they're going to meet like-minded people to travel with, which is also important, that they'll have support.
What is some of the feedback or stories that you get from people after they've done this work?
You know, I've had people who, a lot of people actually had relationship issues. I don't mean issues, where they came in and they got in touch with the fact they wanted a partner and, you know, they found a partner. And since I'm an interfaith minister, I actually do a lot of weddings that come out of this. I had one woman not only have a child exactly a year after the vision, but she had put a picture of a baby in a certain outfit. And when her baby was born, someone actually sent her that outfit, who had no idea that she even had it on her vision collage. You know, so there's a lot of opening and new energy. Somebody else had put she wanted to travel, and she wound up getting a world tour for her business. It's the first time she had even ever left the country. And now she travels all over the world all the time. So a lot of extraordinary things happen, as well as more subtle.
And for our listeners who don't have the ability to either travel to come to your class or to learn about these things just by listening, if you want to put your hands on a book, Barbara has written two books, The Joy of Ritual and The Joy of Family Rituals. Are they both available on Amazon?
Yes, they're both available on Amazon, and I also have a YouTube channel where I do two free ritual videos a month, youtube.com/joyofritual. As well as a free newsletter where I do a ritual of the month every month as well. And I do phone consultations with people as well. A lot of times people want to do them on the phone with me, and I'll walk them through a ritual.
Aha. So what would you say is the most significant ritual you have ever come across?
The most significant? That's a big one. The most significant, I mean, obviously to me, you know, things like weddings and baby blessings are incredible. I think friendship rituals are incredibly powerful when you take the time to really appreciate who's in your life and make an effort to, you know, acknowledge and honor it. That's what really rituals are. It's really taking the time to honor a life passage.
Yes.
And
And as you speak of this, I'm thinking of the divorce ritual that's in mm-hmm. Marianne Williamson's book.
I do a lot of divorce rituals, actually.
And
they're
those
important.
Are very powerful because they give you permission to close that chapter.
Exactly. I do a lot of rituals with women who've lost children, too, through miscarriage or abortion, and a lot of them wind up getting pregnant after that. When they had trouble, they had infertility problems.
Right.
But after doing the ritual, the energy opened up. You know, so it's not a magic pill, but it really helps a lot.
Now, could you, if you were getting divorced, and you really did want to do a divorce ritual, but your partner didn't want to do it, what would you do? What would you recommend?
You still can do a divorce ritual without your partner. You know, it's great if your partner could do it, but I find that at least 50% of all couples I work with won't do it together. Usually it's the woman who does it alone, occasionally the man. You can still do it because you made a vow, and you need to have that vow really cut, in essence.
Rescinded, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that
exactly.
you can open up the energy. And it's really about acknowledging your partner as well as forgiving as much as possible, and also acknowledging the disappointment that it didn't work.
Very, very interesting. All right, so let's run through the particulars again. Barbara can be reached at www.joyofritual.com. She is available for private consultations. She is offering workshops on both the East Coast and the West Coast, January 14th for the East Coast, January 28th, West Coast. And she also has a YouTube channel where you can learn many rituals that she has available. Why don't you give us that address as well?
Sure. It's if you go to YouTube, just go to Joy of Ritual. And that's my channel, the Joy of Ritual channel. So youtube.com/joyofritual.
Excellent. Excellent. And is there any parting words you'd like to give people on this New Year's Eve?
You know, just to be open, it's a new decade. People keep forgetting that. Or, you know, tomorrow is 1111, and we're in a new decade. It's a new energy. In Tarot, it's the Emperor card, which is new foundation and strength and leadership. So be willing to do things differently. Be willing to, you know, take leaps and to especially appreciate what you have.
Excellent. Well, it's been our pleasure to have Barbara Bijou on our show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. I'd like to remind you, you can also get your Akashic Record readings, which are transformational, and they invite you to make a cosmic leap in consciousness, another opportunity to shift and change easily. And we encourage you to check out both our website and Barbara's website. My website is MaureenStGermain.com. This is Maureen, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet again in the heavens, I'm wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.